to the NCAA women's tournament. South Carolina, they just beat up on Iowa, you know, Caitlin Clark. Everybody gave Caitlin Clark a bunch of praise. She's a beast. She did a good job. Most likely she'll go top in the WNBA draft. But we cannot shade Dawn Staley and what she's doing. She's going down as one of the best of all time, in my opinion. I think she's ready for the big time, prime time, meaning the NBA. Dawn Staley put together a team that some of them girls are going to get used to winning. Their role players are winners. They have a 6'7" center. Cardoza, she's a monster. Grabbed 17 rebounds. I mean, it doesn't get no better than that. And then you got the girls that play off the ball, the girls that play with the ball. I mean, this was the revenge tour, and it was revenge serve cold. Shout out to South Carolina. Shout out to Dawn. Shout out to everybody that made it. It's New Wave Podcast. Tune in to the Wave. We're going to be on here most likely every night. Every night doing little reels and clips. And you can definitely tune in to the podcast on Spotify podcast. But shout out to the NCAA women's. Dawn, the girls, y'all did it. I was listening to a couple of podcasts today. DJ Academics, I was watching his reels and stuff, his timeline, and they were talking about J. Cole and how he apologized to Kendrick Lamar, and he didn't like the verse he put out against Kendrick. You know, I mean, in defense of J. Cole, I think he's a little too old for that stuff. I think his time, that time is like, had its, that battle stuff had its time. These dudes are not really going at it. They are actually friends. Kendrick Lamar didn't say anything that was life-threatening or dangerous, you know, so I don't understand what the hype was about. You know what, I think people like Kendrick Lamar because he's just a regular, degular rapper. He's just a regular rapper. So when he says certain things, it goes over their head. But then when he disses people, it's like, oh, Kendrick, he dissed J. Cole and Drake. But truth be told, I don't think them dudes are even worried about Kendrick Lamar like that. For them to even have a dangerous response. Because it was really, he did what he was supposed to do. It's a rap, it's the rap game. He said what he had to say. And then he just disappeared. So I don't think it was nothing that J. Cole should be worried about. His reputation not scarred. I mean, who's being a judge? These podcasters? Come on now. It's not that deep. You know, a lot of people are talking about this B. Diddy, P. Diddy thing. I think the dude Diddy is in trouble. But I can't really tell what type of trouble he's in. I think he has a situation on his hands. He needs to get focused and not be riding on bikes. Because when them people knock down them doors, man, they mean business. And we're not even going to speculate over here. At this podcast, we're not speculating. We're not going to sit here and gossip. We're not like those podcasters that do all the gossiping and the speculating, and we're not going to bash this man. We're going to wait and see what happens, because I know he's in a situation where he needs support instead of people trashing him. And what people doing right now, they trashing him. Y'all motherfuckers just made him guilty already. You know what I'm saying? So if they building the case, then it's like, damn, like, stay out of this situation for let this man do what he got to do. Because yo, TikTok and Instagram and all these websites, they'll take you down, man. They'll take you down because everybody hating on this boy right now. People want to see Diddy go under the jail. But truth be told, he ain't guilty of nothing yet. We'll see what happens. And hopefully everything pans out his way. But if it's not, man, that man going to be in some big trouble. Yo, it's about to be NBA playoff time, right? And I think the basketball world needs to start appreciating teams like Houston, even though they got bumped. Houston looking like they're about to be a problem in the future. Houston, the Houston Rockets. So we got to start paying attention to these teams that are climbing. And remember, they're building through the draft. And as far as the playoff goes, I'm thinking like, man, it's hard to tell. Because with all of these players sitting out, you never know. Will Djokovic win it again? I think they're trying to design it to where as though Luka wins a championship. But I don't know. See, him and Kyrie, that ball, even though they put up like a lot of points, that ball has to go. They have other people on the team. So we cannot count out certain teams from the East Coast. Like, you know, who knows? The Sixers might make a run. The Knicks might make a run. The Bucks might make a run. But and this NBA is getting tricky now, because what I'm saying is anybody can win it. There's no dominant team in the NBA right now, but it's still Denver's championship. Who knows? Yo, you know what I'm sick and tired of? Like, the celebrities. I'm tired of the celebrities. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not a celebrity. If I ever was to become, like, this podcast would take off, I don't want to be, like, on that type time. But celebrities are pissing me off. Rappers and all these people. Like, when you guys go back and forth on the internet and y'all text and then type and then talk and then do all this stuff, it really is kind of strange. It's weird because you guys gotta grow up. Most of y'all are in y'all 50s, 40s, 30s, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the age is, even if you like 17, like, stop that dumb shit. Like, it's a time and place for all of that, you know? So when you guys going back and forth texting, I smack you. And then go on the internet, I smack you back. Like, that's weird. And it's like, people watching y'all, y'all celebrities, you know, people used to look at y'all, but you know what? Nobody idolizes the celebrity no more. You know what it is? Y'all losing y'all fizzle out here. Even rappers, y'all all losing y'all fizzle. And you know who y'all losing y'all fizzle to? Regular podcasters and YouTubers. They the celebrities now. Y'all not. Wow.